Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. And we've got Larry on his phone down there. I think so, anyway, on the Southland. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
Well, it's been an interesting but quiet, it seems, week, except for hate Trump. And Trump has no business doing anything with the election. Everybody knows that it was not rigged, and everybody knows that Biden won fair and square, and on they go. But anyway, before we get rolling here, somebody wrote me kind of a nasty email, and I want to reply to it. Now, sometimes it's a total waste of time, and I've learned that, but every once in a while somebody says something that I think needs to be addressed. Here's what this guy says. This is the third email he's actually sent. You are right. Now, this is in relationship to a post that I just made addressing the preachers, teachers, evangelists, and the prophetic people out there. And the post was simply asking a question: why have you redacted what Jesus Christ had to say when it comes to salvation? Why are you not even talking about it? And a very honest question, because Jesus said this was going to happen. And anyway, so this is in reply to that. He says, you are writing this to yourself as you poison scriptures with a hell-bent Gnostic false teaching, which is characteristic of a professing Christian, not that of an authentic Christian, which you must become by repenting and turning to authentic Christianity, not your dogmatic, false, and misleading beliefs and twisting of the word. Let go of Satan's binding grasp on your heart, mind, and soul, and pray for deliverance. You are headed for a burning, searing heat of the hell for all eternity, with no water, no pain, no abatement, no cessation, of ear-piercing screaming, no respite from indescribable pain of your burning 24/7 with no let-up and no chance ever of seeing Jesus Christ or his Heavenly Father. So, and no chance of ever seeing your loved ones if they are saved. So stick to your false heresy and see where it gets you. Also, for leading innocent souls down the wrong path and into the fire pit, your pain and suffering will be escalated forever. Pray for release from the grasp of the evil one. On all this came because I asked people, particularly the preachers, teachers, and evangelists, prophetic people, why is it you are redacting all of what Jesus Christ had to say about salvation itself? I think that's a very honest question to ask, because that's exactly what Jesus said was going to happen, that they would redact everything he said. He didn't word it that way, but it means that way. So my reply to this was, thank you for proving my point. There is a spirit in this world that hates the real truth and brings forth anger and hatred for the words of Jesus Christ, which is exactly why Jesus said what he said. Then I go into Matthew 23:12-14. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees. And we have our modern scribes and Pharisees. They are the present-day Christian leaders and teachers. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For you neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses, and for pretense make long prayer. Therefore you shall receive the greater damnation. I think people ought to listen to this. Look, I don't really care if people want to redact what Jesus said about salvation. It's certainly your right to sit there and say Jesus is a liar. You can sit there and say it doesn't apply to me. It doesn't apply to any of us. You can sit there and say Matthew doesn't even belong in the New Testament. He belongs in the Old Testament. You can sit there and say, likewise, Peter's a false prophet. You can say anything you want, but the words of the Bible are going to stand, and they are going to be applied whether anybody likes it or doesn't like it, and they're going to be applied to me as well. Now, here's something else that Peter said. Listen carefully to what it says. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, the church, who privily, privately, clandestinely, is what it means, look it up, shall bring in damnable heresies. Well, what's a damnable heresy? If you believe it, it damns you forever. You don't go to heaven. You go to hell. Even denying the Lord that bought them and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many, the great majority of Christians, will follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And I get this quite often, just for quoting what Jesus Christ himself said. Now, before I began this ministry, when I was called into it, I was told that this was going to happen. They hate Jesus Christ, and they hate his true words. They can't stand it. So they get mad. And this person has written me three very nasty emails. Well, he even contradicts himself, but I'm not going to get into why. It's just amazing the stupidity of these people and how they deny the word of God. If I were listening and somebody told me, you better go back into the word of God and study it, I'd probably do that. You need to get out your book. You need to get out a strong concordance. You need to look up the words because they've been tampered with, even in the King James Version. They have been tampered with. And you need to get out on old Strong's and look up the real meanings of these words, like Greek scholars have done, like Hebrew scholars have done. Anyway, it says, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees. You shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. How do they do it? This is how they do it. By reason of way, the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. I want you to listen to this one now, because the word study, to vilify, specifically to speak impiously, to blaspheme, to defame, to rail on, to revile, to speak evil of. Evil of what? The way of the truth. That's what they're speaking evil of. They're trying to keep as many Christians, and Satan is the bottom of all of this, this whole thing. Anyway, it says, through covetousness, they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. I mean, this is really bad stuff, folks. I'm not the one who's
It's not my gospel. I get accused of that. Oh, it's just your gospel. This is what Jesus Christ says through Peter. He said it in Matthew about the wolves in sheep's clothing. In other words, they pose as Christians. They look like Christians. They act like Christians, and they preach a gospel. But it's a false salvation gospel. It's a damnable gospel. I don't know why people can't get to it through their mind. You either are going to believe what Jesus Christ told you and disregard the fake preachers, teachers, evangelists out there with their fake sinner's prayer, which, is, by the way, is not in the Bible anywhere. Nobody can show me where the sinner's prayer is. It came from fallen, unregenerate minds, just like those people who claim that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all belong in the Old Testament. They don't apply to us anymore. Well, that's very, very odd. I guess that we might as well take the whole New Testament and junk it. Because the whole New Testament unlocks the Old. And the Old Testament unlocks the New. But evidently they don't realize that or don't want to realize it. Anyway, another verse of Scripture, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. How does that happen? Well, because they contradict the Lord. The leaders, preachers, teachers, evangelists, preach a fake salvation gospel. It's not real. It's not even in the Bible. Nowhere. It's not there. Jesus told you to look up, to study, to show yourselves approved. He wasn't fibbing. He wasn't telling you lies. Folks, you got to make up your mind who you're going to believe. You're going to believe these fakes? Or are you going to believe what Jesus Christ actually told you? Well, I, for one, am going to believe the Lord Jesus Christ because I met him face to face. I was judged. I was found guilty. I was going to hell. He reached out with his hand and he saved me. And that's the message I preach, and I will always preach it because I know it's true. There is a straight gate. There is a narrow way. It leads to life. He who has life, or he who has Jesus, has life. He who is not the Son of God hath not life. Well, the end of the narrow way is life. The end of the narrow way is Jesus Christ himself. He's sitting there or standing there waiting for you to enter in. Well, modern day Christian theology says there is no such thing. There is no such thing as entering into any straight gate. There is no such thing as a narrow way, thus contradicting and denying the very Lord who bought them on the cross with his blood. I would pray, actually, that Billy Graham's gospel was true. I would love to have it so, but I have researched the scriptures for the last 30 years or more. I don't find it in there. I don't find it anywhere in the Bible. It's not there. Therefore, if it's not there, it's not true. Many will follow the false teachers, preachers, evangelists, and prophetic people out there. And if you go on their websites, as I have many times, searching and searching and searching for the real truth about salvation, I don't find it. It's not there. We're going home pretty soon. And multitudes upon multitudes of Christians are going to stand before the Lord Jesus Christ utterly and totally rejected. And he even tells you why right there in Matthew. It's not because they were Catholics, Baptists, Methodists, or Lutherans. It's not because they were pew warmers. It's not because of anything. He tells you exactly who these people are. I never
came to know you experientially. You never entered in, you never walked a narrow way, and you never met me. That's basically what he's saying. I don't know who you are. Deadly, deadly stuff. The warnings are in the Old Testament, and the warnings are in the New. So if this guy wants to say, I'm going to hell, that's fine with me. He can say it all he wants. I know different. I have told the truth for the last, I've been called to do this. And Jesus told me I would be hated. I would be reviled. I would be set apart from the brothers and sisters in the Lord. Because they cannot and they will not accept what Jesus Christ had to say. They are rejecting his words, and they are substituting their own false salvation gospel exactly as Jesus said they would. He called them wolves in sheep's clothing who bring another gospel. Peter repeats it. Revelation repeats it. You can either believe it or you can lay it aside. It's up to you. Not up to me. I'm just bringing you what Jesus said. That was my calling. My calling was to tell you that the Bible is true. And I know that it's true for a fact because everything that I went through was by the book. Salvation is not what people think it is. It's exactly what Jesus Christ says it is. It's not what your mind wants to conjure up. It's not what your imagination wants it to be. It's what it is. It's what it is. I was a professional pilot for many years. And when you're flying these very sophisticated jet aircraft, you have to go to school for it. And the schooling is done by the manufacturer of the aircraft, be it Boeing, Douglas, or whoever it is, Grumman, doesn't matter who it is. They take this airplane and they run it through paces you would not believe even if you were told what they do to these aircraft. They chart everything. They write up these flight manuals. They tell the pilots exactly how it works, what it'll do, what it won't do. Because I was an aviator, you don't screw around with what the flight manual says. Many a dead pilot, co-pilot, first officer, engineer, and 400 passengers are dead because some idiot decided the flight manual didn't mean what it said. Transfer that over to what the Bible says. It says what it says. The Creator, who manufactured humanity, if you want to call it that, gave us a flight manual. He told us what it was, told us how it works, and told us what to do. And if you won't do it, I guess you won't do it. Anyway, end of sermon, end of rant. I want to get into earth changes here, Larry. More than 40 volcanoes are erupting right now with 5 major explosions in the last 3 days. What in the world is going on?
Well, it just sounds like there's a lot of magma movement all over the planet.
I would say. I want to read to you from the Book of Enoch, chapter 1, because this is backed up by the Bible, where the sheep and the goat nations are divided up, and some of them are cast into the lake of fire. Well, the lake of fire is magma on this planet. Anyway, chapter 1, verse 6, great fear and trembling shall seize them, even to the ends of the earth. The lofty mountains shall be troubled, and the exalted hills depressed, melting like a honeycomb in the flame. The earth shall be immerged, and all things which are in it perish, while judgment shall come upon all, even upon all the righteous. But to them shall he give peace. He shall preserve the elect, and towards them exercise clemency. Then shall all belong to God. So this is exactly what Noyce and everybody else says when it comes to the end days. This is about volcanism. It's about the rising of magma. Can we all say magma rising? I've been using that phrase, I don't know for how many years, because stuff is happening in the oceans. We have thousands of under ocean volcanoes going off right now, some big, some little tiny ones. We got them in the Antarctic. They're melting the ice in Greenland. The magma is rising all over, and this is part, I believe, Larry, I don't know, wouldn't this be part of Johansson's disquieting in the center of the Earth?
Well, I would think it would. I mean, this is classically disquieting in the planet that begins to move all this magma and shift these plates, and that's really what we're seeing and have been seeing for about 10 years now, except that a number of them's moved considerably since then, and seems like prophetically there's some big ones going to move.
Yeah, real big ones. Recent earthquakes near Nevada, 186 earthquakes in the past 24 hours, 275 earthquakes in the past 7 days, and 902 earthquakes in the past 30 days, doubled in the last 24 hours. Wow. That's really what one could call an earthquake swarm. And if I recall, you said they were very shallow, not deep at all.
I believe there was a 5.1 earlier today that I think was 5 kilometers in depth. You know, they vary, but that's awful shallow for an earthquake. So it almost has to be magma movement.
Yeah, I remember, what was his name? Can't think of it now. He wrote that book, Larry Parks. And he said that the magma moves up from the Baja Peninsula up through that whole area, probably under the ocean as well, comes up through and splits off. And part of it goes to the Yellowstone Caldera. Some of it goes to the Long Valley, the other super volcano, and the rest goes up, I guess, through the Cascade Mountains. Here's another one in Hawaii. Listen to this one. 89 earthquakes. Last 24 hours. Largest, 3.2. Magnitude 3.2. All 89 are concentrated in one area of the island. And this is kind of interesting because I think it was Stan Dale, if I remember right, who made mention of the fact that he thought part of that could implode and slide off into the ocean, correct? Am I right on that?
That's what he was concerned about. And as a matter of fact, he said that the Hawaiian Islands were built on lava chambers, and that they could all begin to collapse very easily. And by the way, I've been watching really that series of earthquakes, and that's not really under the volcano on that big island itself. This is on that corner that where that slump is, that they're very concerned about it dropping away into the ocean.
Yeah, as I understand it, it's kind of like the Canary Island, where if part of that volcano slid into the sea, it would create a tsunami. I know some people mock that and say, no, 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 it can't happen. But I believe it can happen. You get a displacement of that magnitude, and you are going to have a tsunami. And those tsunamis travel, as I understand it, what, 500, 600 miles an hour? I mean, they're really rolling along.
Yeah, it takes hours. It would take hours to get to the West Coast, but still, that's awful fast for a wave to be moving.
Yeah, and if it happened in the middle of the night, remember the pastor down there in Puerto Rico who said that there was going to be a meteor impact event and that it would create a huge tsunami which would wipe out Florida all the way through there, Louisiana, Alabama, Texas, et cetera, parts of Texas anyway, and go all the way up through the East Coast as well. And we are headed for something of that nature sooner or later because the Bible talks about at least two impacts, major impacts, one of which is so huge, it destroys one-third of the shipping that's in the ocean. So that has got to be a humongous impact event. Anyway, have you got anything else on Earth changes? I know you were monitoring the sun, too. What's going on there, Larry?
Well, interestingly, Ed Dames put out a matter of fact, I got chastised a little. I got an email. I'm like you. I get emails occasionally. The other day, and what would I have anything to do with remote viewing for, or even talking about a remote viewer or what they saw? And you know, you go back to the classic, you know, I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh. I just don't even know how to explain that. Other than to explain, well, that would include donkeys, wouldn't it? Maybe the donkey would talk.
Which did happen, by the way, folks. But I suppose people
don't
read.
Yeah,
yeah,
to
go
get back to the sun, though, Ed Dames sent out an alert this morning talking about what they kind of hinted at as being an X-flare that narrowly missed Earth, the last 24, 48 hours, and he was indicating that people should be prepared because he says that we're right on the edge of the kill shot scenarios that will begin to happen, and pretty much the sun has waken up for those that are not even watching the sun, S-O-N or S-U-N, either one, I suppose. You could even on space weather now, you can see across the face of it multiple sunspots. This is not a quiet sun anymore. Something has changed.
Yeah, and they were all forecasting this. It was going to be a huge solar minimum, and according to the Bible, I don't think so. But that's just my take on it. The Bible more or less indicates the sun does go berserk. And actually, we enter into a time of erratic behavior, which is what we're into right now. And eventually, it's mini novas. And the sun gives off 7 times the light it does now. And the moon is illuminated as bright as the sun. And that is a big, big change, folks. And that's Bible prophecy. It's what it says. And anyway, what else you got, Larry, you want to bring up?
I was going to mention something kind of interesting. Recently I watched a 2018 movie called I Can Only Imagine. Now, everybody knows that, has probably heard that song over the last few years. It's really got popular the last couple of years, but that's the name of a movie they put out, I Can Only Imagine. And basically what the story is, it's about a young kid that is gifted with song and able to sing, but he has a struggle to reach that point because he has a father that is really extremely abusive and thinks that he needs to be a football player that knocks all the other teams flat to the ground. And, you know the scenario, basically. So how could a young son be raised up in that circumstance and still be able to somehow sing? But this does happen. And what's interesting is just before his father dies, his father actually finds the Lord is saved. But the whole scenario or that song was that, you know, the grown man that was the child, you know, he goes back to meet with his father just before his father dies and really realizes he's a changed man and forgives him. And the song is basically he could only imagine what would have been if the circumstances had really been different. And you know, I won't go on and on and on about it, but it's a really, really good movie. It's a good faith movie. And it strengthens you, you know, a lot. But what I wanted to say was I heard that yesterday on the Internet again, and I began to tie it in a little bit with the scriptures. You know, you quoted a number of times, we would heal Babylon, but she will not be healed. And I was thinking, what if, you know, I could only imagine, I'll use that term, I could only imagine what could have happened if during the 4 years of Donald Trump's presidency, all America had repented. But, of course, it doesn't appear that that was possible.
Yeah, I know. It's too bad because we would have healed Babylon, but she would not. It's kind of like the cry of the Lord about Jerusalem. Oh, how I wanted to bring you under my wings and save you, but you would not. You refused. And the American people have refused. And now we face judgment. I don't know how that judgment's going to come. This is kind of interesting. There's a lot going on about the election now and what is really going on. And before we get into some of that, there was something on Coast to Coast that caught my eye. Another mysterious monolith appears in Romania. Now, we reported on that stainless steel monolith that was found in what desert was that out west? I don't remember.
Yeah,
the
that
desert.
Was in, I believe it was in Utah.
Okay. So, anyway, that disappeared suddenly. And you said something about they got video of guys in black at night removing it or something?
Well, they were claiming that it had vanished, and then this other one appeared suddenly in Romania. However, I did see a post by Alex Jones, Take It or Leave It, that had a image there of about four or five men with flashlights that were taking that other one down in the dark, in the darkness at night time. So I would assume that those that believe this may be alien-related, it may not be. But what's really going on, I don't have a clue, but the one in Romania was suddenly just overnight found to be standing, and it's got writing on it. I saw it up close. Coast to Coast AM did a investigative story on it. And I saw a video out of Romania where a guy goes up to it and bongs on it with his hand or his fist, and it's hollow. You hear a bong, 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 you know, so it's a very hollow metal sounding whatever it is. Really don't know how to classify it, Stuart, but it's very odd.
Yeah, we're going to see a lot more odd. Of course, this reminds me of the Georgia Guidestones. And the monoliths that they're written on. And the Georgia Guidestones are, of course, eugenics, where they want to reduce the global population down to about 500,000 or billion people, which is 500 million worldwide, over the whole planet, which means a reduction of about 7 billion people. And that kind of ties us back into what's going on with COVID and the second wave, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Here's another one, though, from them. A scholar, I want to read this one. This is kind of interesting, Larry. Scholar focusing on the mysteries of the Bible, Scott Mitchell, believes that fallen angels posing as aliens, and I agree with that 100%, are plotting a great deception on Earth to turn humans into hybrids. This goes back into your vaccination stuff we hopefully get into. In the second half of Monday's show, Mitchell sets the scene with a discussion of the history of Earth and the hierarchies of angels, saying that God created the Earth to be inhabited by angels and that the leader of these angels was Satan, who was attempting by the sin of pride and was punished along with the angels, and joined him in rebellion against heaven that ultimately failed. He continued with the idea that the flood of Noah was not simply to cleanse the earth of human sin, but because these fallen angels wanted to turn mankind into something that was not redeemable. Mitchell believes that these remnants of the offspring of these fallen angels have become the elite, powerful cabal of humans behind the scenes controlling things. Isn't that kind of interesting?
Well, that is. That is interesting.
Because if it, there are those who are claiming now, and I think Barry Rothman, with the Bible Torah codes, more or less has, I don't know what you could solve, verified it, confirmed it, because this is an alien virus. And I just heard again today, the doctors don't know what it is. It's deadly. It evidently targets the elderly. It's mutating, but nobody knows what it is. So, anyway, I don't know. What do you do with it? Now I want to get into... go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was just going to say that I saw a post up earlier by Hal Turner where that there's a huge outbreak suddenly of this so-called COVID-19, if you call it that, there in North Bergen, New Jersey, where he lives, and they've had to stop people from even going to the hospital. Some people that work at the hospital have died, and there's too many of them sick. And that's what he said. He talked to some of them, and they told him, they said, all the tests that we're giving people for COVID, for coronavirus are old tests that test for human coronavirus, which means most everybody on the planet's got it. They've always had it. Humans have always had coronavirus. It's not new. It's old. And he said that, so there's a great deception, and he said, and talking to them, he also said that what they told him was, what are we really going to give people in a vaccine when we don't even really and have never isolated the exact thing we're the vaccine is to control? We don't even know what it is.
Yeah, which proves really that the vaccine has nothing to do with COVID-19. It has nothing to do with anything, I believe, except the mark of the beast. And it's going to be incremental. The vaccine itself probably is not the mark, but the more I've researched nanobots and nanobot technology and even the testing strips will get into, hopefully I can get into some of that. It's amazing the scam that these fallen people, and they are fallen leaders, and they are destined, as you have said many times, Larry, it's the rich men of the earth that are more deceived than anybody else. They actually think they're going to pull this off. They actually think they're going to rule the earth. But the Bible says that really what's going to be ruling the earth is a hybrid, so-called alien human after the arrival. And Stan Dale did a marvelous job going back into Daniel and about the arrival and what these so-called fallen ones really are. And they don't play well. I think you're the one who said that. They don't play well with humanity. And they don't. This is going to be a simulation, I believe, of the so-called millennial reign, where it's ruled with a rod of iron. And this is just going to be a mimic of that. The arrival is a mimic of the Jesus and his arrival. Because people are so apostate, don't even read their Bibles. When the arrival does take place, I believe the vast majority of humanity will bow the knee, thinking that this is the Creator, that this is God and his angels that have returned, when in reality it's Satan and his fallen ones who are now materialized and walking about on the earth. It's an amazing deception. And I just wish people would pay more attention to it, but I guess they aren't going to. Prophecy does have to be fulfilled. But it is amazing that the arrival, I believe, I don't know what you think, Larry, but I think it's very close at hand. And the reason I think that is because the war machine is cranking up. There is absolutely no question. All this maneuvering and troop movements and all of that are preparations for the coming war. What do you think about that? That's just my guess.
Well, that's very, very true. I mean, this thing is building. And what's interesting, Israeli News Live had some information I heard today on his private channel where that intel had came in from the Middle East indicating that there was possibly because Iran hasn't yet been drawn out to the battlefield. In other words, They've been prodded a few times to possibly begin an attack, and they're not going for it. And so, you know, and you can't, you know, none of this can you really vet. It's just, you know, it's talk, it's intel, it's just raw intel that a lot of times can't even be researched. But they're claiming that there's a possible false flag that's going to come soon to indicate Iran did it. And then, of course, war with Iran will be on. And so the odd thing is, and you mentioned it earlier when we were talking today, it appears, unless there's intervention of some sort, that Trump is not going to be in the presidency much longer unless something occurs. And as a matter of fact, oddly enough, Michael Flynn came out and has now told Trump not to wait any longer to declare martial law and, you know, have another presidential election. But, you know, whether that happens or whether it doesn't, I don't know. I don't have the details, and Trump hadn't called me and told me anything. But oddly enough, you know, we had talked about what's going on in the Middle East. Israel pretty much knows if they're going to hit Iran and get away with it at all, they're going to have to do it within days of now. They don't have any time left on the clock if Biden's going to come into office.
Yeah, yeah. Well, as long as you brought up Trump, Attorney Lynn Wood, Patriot Group, call on Trump to use wartime executive powers like Lincoln did and order new fair elections under military authority. Well, what they're talking about is martial law. General Flynn calls for martial law. General Flynn retweeted, "We the People Convention press release calls for President Trump to invoke limited martial law to hold a new election." Retired three-star General McInerney, I'm not sure how you pronounce his name, calls for President Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act, suspend habeas corpus, declare martial law, and initiate mass arrests under military authority. Now, these are generals, folks. These are military. And openly calling for President Trump to recognize the severity of the cyber war assault on America by invoking the Insurrection Act and initiate mass arrests under military authority. Well, that's martial law. Now, here's the problem with this. Remember the protocols of the Elders of Zion, and I've read them to you on Night Shadows from time to time, and it's amazing what they propose to actually do. And let me just read a little bit of one of these protocols, just a short one. It's kind of interesting because of what's going on right now. "We will entrust these important government posts to people whose record and characters are so bad as to form a gulf between the nation and the people, the nation and themselves, and to such people who, in case they may disobey our orders, may expect judgment and imprisonment. And all this is with the object that they should defend our interests," in other words, the protocol people, the deep state, you want to call them that, global deep state, "and until the last breath has passed out of their bodies, we will prearrange for the election of presidents whose past record is marked with some Panama scandal or other shady hidden transaction." Now, you might say, well, that'd be probably pretty easy to do. And if you go into, I think it's Psalm 63, deals with Kennedy, I believe. They talk about making a deep search so that the people they put into power can be easily compromised. And because they can be so easily compromised, they are easily told what to do and threatened if they don't do it. Okay, now remember that. Remember the protocols of the Elders of Zion, and they needed some manner of insurrection in order to bring about martial law in the United States. And, of course, the United States is a targeted nation because we're the only nation standing in the way of the New World Order. They have to topple us. And it appears that our leaders all knew about the election fraud long ago, really, but did nothing to stop it or to change the rules. So this election crisis is going, could it be that they're going to use it to bring about martial law? Now, here's why I'm saying that. If Trump were to declare martial law, the left is going to go utterly berserk. If, on the other hand, Biden gets in and Trump does nothing, the right is going to go berserk. And the more they find about this election fraud, and believe me, the mainstream media, CNN, and all those communist outlets, CNN is a communist news network, they're going to do whatever they can to flame the or inflame people and get people so riled up that there'll be trouble in the streets. Now, Isaiah talks about that. He says in his references to America Babylon, he says, mischief shall arise in your cities. Trouble, big time trouble, and you shall not be able to put it off. Interesting. So now we have two generals, military, and now we have top lawyers who want Trump to use the Insurrection Act to bring about another election, suspend the Constitution, and bring in military rule. And we already know the military is deeply involved in COVID-19 and the vaccination programs. So please remember, good cop, bad cop, but they are all cops. Remember, good alien, bad alien, but they are all aliens. Have we now good guys versus bad guys, but they are all fallen and running a gigantic scam on the American people, which Psalm 2 seems to indicate that's exactly what they're doing. All I'm saying is beware. Watch what's coming. I don't think it's anything what we would even believe as to what's coming down the pike to the American people. You got to remember, God says he's going to judge us. He's been judging us, I think, for a long time. But the judgments are going to get more and more severe because, like Larry has said, where's the repentance? There isn't any. We would have healed Babylon. How would you heal this nation? Repentance. America would have to repent. They'd have to turn back to God. Well, it's just not happening. The reverse is happening. Anyway, remember that Antichrist is called the King of Babylon. We know that America is Babylon the Great. So what we are watching is the chaos, the pandemonium, and the crisis to bring the protocols of the elders of Zion to fruition. I just think that this is one of the most interesting times we could ever live in for the Christian who's really serious about the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we also know that if Trump were to invoke the Insurrection Act, the left would go ballistic. But is the left the real target? According to the Bible, it's the right that is the real target. The constitutionalists, the Bill of Rights, those who love motherhood and apple pie, the Christians and such are the real target. And once under martial law is declared and the Constitution is gone, all your rights go with it. So it really doesn't matter whether Trump does it, whether Biden does it, whether Obama does it. It really doesn't matter. Once that has happened, you will never get your rights back. According to the Bible, it would be part of the judgment. Interesting times, don't you think, Larry? Evidently. What else you got?
Oh, let's see. Interestingly, too, that may stir up a few things is Hal Turner reporting and had images of it. A hard drive shredder truck arrived at the Gwinnett County, Georgia elections office. The truck has electronics hardware shred equipment, and there was no FBI, no GOP, no DOJ, no one to stop them. And he was basically saying, do you get it yet?
Well, I don't know. Larry, I mean, how many signs does the Lord have to give before people even begin to wake up? You know, it's kind of, it's like a cat I had once. And it really wasn't mine. It was my daughter's cat. He was a really big, big cat. And he'd be sleeping on the couch, and I'd go up and pound in front of him. And I'd get no response whatever. So I'd hit the couch again, louder. He still wouldn't respond. Do it the third time, one eye would open. Just one eye. Do it again. Then both eyes would open. And then he'd grab you and bite you. And I think this is what's happening. The American people don't even have, it appears, even one eye open. And that's what Hal Turner's probably getting at when he says, do you get it? I think the answer is no. What do you think? I don't think they are getting it.
Well, earlier you opened the show talking about the pastors and preachers and teachers and across the country, and I'm not even aware of them. Do you know that? I don't know if that clicks with people or not, but, you know, I know some that you know, or some of the remnant that are out there actually doing a job, but
yes.
They get no credit and they get no support. But most of the church world across America, you would have to send me a flyer or something to tell me what they're doing. I don't hear them.
Yeah, they're silent, totally silent. It's a shame. I guess it is what it is. What do you do? It's part of prophecy. Prophecy does have to be fulfilled, and the Lord said that this was coming. The great apostasy was going to be upon us, and a defection from the truth, and it certainly is. Getting back to the vaccinations that they're now promoting, Welsh government, people will get ID cards to prove they've been vaccinated. Here's another one. Red alert. COVID vaccine proof required to enter businesses. UK's new vaccine minister has said that while coronavirus vaccines will not be mandatory, Britons may be barred from going to the cinema, getting on an airplane without it. Service providers demand proof of inoculation. You may not even be go to your business. The bank you work at may say, well, you've got to have this vaccine or you can't bank here. It doesn't have to be a federal mandate, folks. It's going to be like grocery stores. You want to buy some groceries? Show me you've been vaccinated. That's the mark. Essentially, it'll be the mark of the beast. That's what they're prepping everybody to accept. And I've never seen anything like it, as Larry and I have said often. What in the world is going on, not only in America, but around the world? All people's rights have been stripped. You're told to stay at home. You're told to wear a mask. You're told to be tested. On and on and on it goes. In fact, we just got an app right here in the state of Wisconsin. Amazing what they do with it. And this is all for tracking. By the way, Minnesota's done the same thing. Wisconsin expected to release contact tracing app in December. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is developing a new program to help with contact tracing in the state. A DHS spokesman said the state has started working with Apple and Google to develop an exposure notification application. Well, what's this for? It has nothing to do with COVID-19. Everybody's got, will test positive or basically positive. Fauci himself said the testing is worthless. Thousands of doctors who have come forward and told you the testing is worthless. It means nothing. Well, if it means nothing, why are they wanting to do all this? Because they want to track and find out where everybody is so that when we go under martial law, they will know who is and who is not compliant. And eventually, you not only will be frozen out of society, you will be rounded up and put into a death camp. And from there, who knows where you're shipped. You could be shipped to North Korea. You should renditions. That's really what this is all about. This is going to be horrific New World Order. And the American people, enough people voted, evidently, for Biden. They want communism. I don't know if they have any clue as to what communism means, but it's apparent that a lot of people did vote for communists. And as I've said before, how in the world can you send your sons and daughters off to war, your husbands, your wives off to war, your children off to war to fight communism, to come home in a casket, or come home maimed, or come home mentally in trouble, fighting communism while you yourselves bow your knee and lick the boots of the communists? I don't think I've ever seen such hypocrisy in my entire life. But the hypocrisy of the communists may beat it. I don't know. But I'll tell you what, folks, if Biden gets in, look out. I mean, really, look out. They've already shown you who they're going to put in. They're all Obama people. And Obama's going to be running it from the background. And that means Obama, Hillary Clinton, and whatnot, they're all in this together. It's a communist coup. And the American people evidently fell for it. Do you see any really big uprising of the American people over this voter fraud, Larry? I don't. It's like they don't care.
I hardly even see a crowd anywhere.
Yeah, it's amazing. So they'll keep pushing, false flag. Who knows what they're going to pull next. But on the second wave, if it's as deadly as Sundar and some of the other prophets have said, it's going to be horrendous. And the lockdowns will be permanent and forever. And we're not going to get out of this. This is baloney when they tell you, well, if everybody gets vaccinated, we can go back to normal. They're lying through their teeth. Fauci is a liar. Burks is a liar. They're all satanically controlled liars. They have but one goal in mind, the New World Order under the United Nations, with America being patrolled by blue helmets, FEMA camps being opened up, and anybody who resists what they want is going to be liquidated. That's the plan. It's very, very simple. And they've done it. And so far, it looks like they've won. However, I still hope that Trump somehow will pull a rabbit out of the hat. But I don't know. Last word, Larry. It's just amazing.
I'm not sure that Trump isn't going to have to pull a rabbit out of Oz itself.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. Just the last kind of a headline. President Eisenhower had 3 secret meetings with aliens, former Pentagon consultant claims. Ex-president met with extraterrestrials on 3 separate occasions at a New Mexico airbase. The reason I want to bring that up is I've told you the story of a naval commander who I was good friends with, who told me that this was all true. In fact, he was at one of those meetings. And I believe from what he said, Eisenhower was part of that. This is all real, and the American people are going to be shocked when the arrival takes place. Any last word, Larry?
Well, it's kind of interesting that if you'll remember about 10 years ago, about the time that cyber attack happened on Iran. I think his name was Barry Chamish, wrote a book about Return of the Giants, and he said that, that Netanyahu had met also with some of the alien craft and had dialogue with them. So this has been going on in the background as all of this rival business is building to a crescendo.
Yep, it sure is. And folks, we'll see you again Friday night. If anything breaks loose, we'll certainly give you a quick update. Anyway, good night, everyone. Take care. Heads up. Thanks, Larry.